Students for Life pushes back against Planned Parenthood-sponsored Sex Week. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 19, 2019. Students for Life of America decided to host its own Sex Education Week in response to the Planned Parenthood-sponsored Sex Week occurring on college campuses across the country. Sex Week refers to a week of events occurring annually on college campuses, in which schools across the country educate students about topics ranging from BDSM to abortion, under the guise of conventional sex education. These events have been known to be backed by organizations like Planned Parenthood, such as Ohio State University's Sex Week, which included a Planned Parenthood-sponsored talk on abortion during the week of Valentine's Day. The Students for Life of America chapters at Ohio State University and the University of Nebraska-Omaha responded to the infamous Sex Week events on their campuses by hosting their own week of events focused on topics that appear to have been left out of the conversation, according to the national organization. Sex Week at Ohio State was chock-full of gross wastes of time, like a talk on period sex, states the organization on its website. Students for Life at Ohio State was ready to tackle this week of debauchery, and they did so with style. The group organized three events during its Sex Week. One event, entitled Women Betrayed, which highlights the undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood that uncovered evidence that the organization had trafficked organs of aborted babies. Women had been betrayed, as they were never made aware of the possibility that their children's body parts might be sold. Another event called We Care, informs survivors of sexual assault and rape about what they can do, and where they can get the resources they need. The third event, titled, We Don't Need Planned Parenthood, offers information about federally qualified health centers for those who have been misled to believe that Planned Parenthood is necessary for providing, if not for abortions, general health care services for individuals who cannot afford them. The three events were followed by a screening of the movie, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.